From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
723, 61 degrees at Classic Hits, 97.7 The Bolt. We have Superintendent Jim Murray in studio. Good morning and welcome back to another school year.
Thank you so much. It's again a pleasure to be in the studio. Last time I was here, it was a little crazy with the cowbell, so it's nice to relax and talk about school improvement this morning.
I do want to take a step back because it was less than a week ago you were on Free Ride Friday, and I will say that your energy level, you can tell you've been to a college football game because you were into it. You're kind of rocking back and forth and just banging the heck out of the cowbell.
I've certainly been to a few college football games.
Sure.
They're a lot of fun. But that takes me back to my junior high days when I was taking cowbell lessons every night on weekends. So I'm a professional, Pat.
It stayed with you, and we did specially tune that cowbell for you. So we send it off every week, depending on who our guest cowbellist is.
Well, we're starting a cowbell program at the high school beginning here next semester.
Beautiful. I'm in. Sign me up, will you? Well, welcome again. And as I mentioned earlier, you don't really take the summer off. There is so much stuff going on in between the end of the school year and the start of the school year. So why don't you bring us up to speed on where we're at and what we have to look forward to here in the next year?
Oh, we're excited about another amazing year. We just had Teacher Welcome Back. We're preparing for students' conferences are tonight for K through 8 and tomorrow night for K through 8. We're doing some great orientations with students at the high school. But I first want to, since I get to lead off the year, I want to do one thing is my highest priority, and I wrote it on my paper here, is I want to recognize our amazing school board. I don't think they get mentioned in the Wildcat News throughout. I forget to do that. But we have an amazing school board here at Humboldt, an amazing school board at Twin Rivers. And the Humboldt board members are Tate Saturn, Bob Myatt, Betty Young, Shane Davis, and Jim Mertz. And my Twin Rivers school board members are Kristen Olson, Ashley Foth, Emily Jensen, Courtney Sampson, and Kaylin Stalzer. And I couldn't ask for better bosses. Those people are so focused on doing what's best for kids. They are so focused on safety that it makes our job easier when they give us the resources that we need to be successful.
A lot of changes. You've been here for, 4 years now?
4 years already. Okay. I can't believe it.
Yep. So this will be starting your fifth year.
Yep. I'm starting my fifth year, and we've just done a lot in 4 years. And I think I'm appreciative to a school board that recognizes that improvement needs to happen faster. And so we've certainly done a lot curriculum-wise with language arts and math. We've certainly done a lot with our professional development with teachers working in teams. And we've done a tremendous amount of facility work to make our building safer, cleaner, and more inviting.
So what are those changes? Let's talk about those.
Well, we've done a lot. I think folks know about the construction projects that we've had going on, and I'm so happy that they're ending, to be honest, because job complete and they look fantastic. And I gave a tour over the summer that was well received. But we've done the new front office at the high school is probably our most impressive facility project. It's much safer. Everyone will enter through those front doors at the high school. They will check in with the office and the secretary. We're even able to do, soon we'll be able to even do some background checks on some folks to make sure they're not on any offender list or they're not have any warrants for arrest. So we want to make sure that we're managing our visitors effectively. And so I think that was an impressive construction project, and I can't wait till people see it. We've got the new WAC, the Wildcat Athletic Center. And that's over next to the south of our high school right now with a new practice gym and a turf area to practice or hit baseballs on and an amazing weight room. At Taft Elementary, we added that gym and two classrooms, so students no longer are walking across the street for PE or art or anything else. It's much safer, and those facilities are updated. We just added new sod to the football field. It needed a new sprinkler system and new sod. And so we've just painted and worked on cosmetics everywhere. So I'm excited. I think I'm going to schedule another tour in that third week of September or fourth week of September. My lean, if you want to put this on your calendar, is September 26th for another building tour, a facilities tour. And I'll do that in the evening, and I'll try to get that in the paper and on the website here real soon. But I'd love to do that. And we may do an open house before one of the football games coming up. And we'll try to get that on the website, too, and get that in the paper. Because I want our community members to see and have pride in what we're doing in our school district and know that their tax dollars are a good investment. And then I'll tell you, Pat, we couldn't have hired a more amazing staff. The teachers we got this year are fantastic. The paraeducators that we've got this year are highly qualified. I think we're built to have a fantastic school year.
But it's all about the kids. It's all about education.
That's what we're focused on. It's kids first and what's best for kids. And when we do that, we're always doing the right work.
You can have a great group of people, but if the vision is not understood or well communicated, it's tough to get to the end result. But as you mentioned earlier, with the great school board, great staff, just some good leaders within the school district, I think everybody's just, I mean, they're rowing in the same direction and everybody's happy to get from point A to point B with the kids, taking care of special needs and just making sure that their minds are busy and learning every day.
I agree. And if you go to our school websites, you'll see our school boards, both of them have worked hard on developing a vision for the school district and their priorities. And then they even put success indicators so that all of us as staff members have a clear definition of what they want from the educational opportunity for the kids in our districts. So I'll just send that right back to credit school board members. They don't have personal agendas. They are so focused on what's best for all kids. And they are really focused on giving the staff members the resources they need to be successful. No's not heard a lot in our district when it comes to what we're trying to do. And the best part is both districts right now are fiscally sound. We are in a good place financially to be able to do what we need to do to educate all kids.
Congratulations.
Well, thanks. And I hope folks do thank our school board members because truly, Pat, it is a thankless job.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And so I hope people recognize that it's not easy being a school board member, but if your priority's in the right spot, they get to make a huge difference with kids. And I hope folks, you know, there's always something. You know, we're not the perfect school district. We're always going to have our challenges like anybody else. But those are the small percentage of what we do. 95% of what we do is good and fun and great education and activities for kids. Then I also want to mention, it is time. Volleyball, cross country, football are starting. I can't wait till the high school musical. They're doing the Music Man. And so I'm so excited for our fall activities to start.
That was going to be my next question. What do we have going on for activities? But I know we have a scrimmage on the 23rd down in Fort Dodge, and then we've got our first football game on Friday the 30th, and we're going to be covering that. But, you know, Matt, he's just been itching. He's kind of, it's like a nervous anxiety not having the games to cover. So we're very much looking forward to it, and you can catch all of your Wildcat sports here on The Bolt. But thanks for being so accommodating for Matt and all of us here at The Bolt. So
we love the relationship with The Bolt. They help us with advertising, too. That's a plug for any of you folks out there, because I think The Bolt just does an amazing job representing our community and in service to all of our businesses and nonprofits like I am. And those amazing activities, if you see me there, you know I make almost all the high school activities I can. I hope folks come up to me and talk to me and introduce themselves. And then I am always interested in how we can better our school district. So ideas are welcome. Questions are welcome. I know I can improve on things as a superintendent, too. So I want to do better in service to all.
No question about it. You're very approachable. And we thank you for your efforts. Again, thanks to the school board and the teachers. Hey, parents, we got another school year ahead of us. And ready or not, here it is.
Let's get it started.
Absolutely. Superintendent Jim Murray has been our guest this morning on Wildcat News. Love having you in. Thank you for your kind words. And have a great school year. We look forward to it. Let us know if you need anything.
I'm excited. Thank you for the opportunity. Go Cats.
61 degrees, 732, classic hits, 97.7 The Bolt.
Are you looking for a new home or considering refinancing your mortgage? Hi, this is Donnell Scow, mortgage banker at Northwest Bank in Humboldt. Northwest Bank is a preferred mortgage loan provider in our area. We offer permanent, fixed rate, and home construction financing. We take the work out of financing your home, and we're here to walk you through every step of your loan process. Stop in our Humboldt office and learn how we can help you. Northwest Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Northwest.
This has been the Northwest Bank Wildcat News on KHBT. Join us each Wednesday at this time for more Wildcat News.
White or wheat, classic or old-fashioned, with or without sesame seeds. With so many choices, selecting the right bun for perfectly grilled burgers, hot dogs, and brats can seem overwhelming. Baked right here in the Midwest, the Bakers at Village Hearth made your choice easy. As long as you see the familiar Village Hearth logo on the package, you know you're selecting the freshest, most flavorful buns available. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.